A confidential report from the International Atomic Energy Agency is raising once again concerns that Iran is bent on acquiring nuclear weapons. The report says IAEA inspectors have found traces of highly enriched uranium at a facility under construction in Iran. The Iranian government denies this facility has been used to enrich uranium. The problem of Iran will be taken up next month at a meeting of the agency's Board of Governors in Vienna. NPR's Mike Schuster joins us now to talk about this. Mike, there have been reports on Iran from the IAEA before. What's new about this one?
Well, as you say, Melissa, earlier this year we learned that the Iranians had made some significant progress on building a huge uranium enrichment plant at a place called Natanz, which is about 200 miles south of Tehran. The Iranians have been claiming that this is for the production of uranium fuel for nuclear power plants, which haven't been built yet in Iran, but not for nuclear weapons. But in the spring, several teams of inspectors from the IAEA visited this Natanz facility and others. They were taking what are called environmental samples at these places, and those samples have now revealed particles of highly enriched uranium. This is new. This is the new part, but just particles. The IAEA report doesn't conclude that this proves Iran is pursuing nuclear weapons, but it does raise a lot of questions that the Iranians are going to have to address.
Well, we mentioned that the Iranian government has denied that the facility is being used to enrich uranium. So how do they explain those traces that were found there?
Well, their answer is really interesting, and in itself it raises more questions. The Iranians say the traces of highly enriched uranium there are because the equipment that they acquired from abroad had been contaminated when they got it with enriched uranium. The trouble with this answer is that until now, Iran has insisted all along it has developed this gas centrifuge technology all on its own and had no assistance from other nations. So now Iran is claiming it got help from somewhere else, and that's why there's evidence of enriched uranium there. So all this has done is fuel the controversy and enforce the view of some nations, including the United States, that Iran has been lying about its nuclear program all along. By the way, the speculation is that if the gas centrifuge technology in Iran did come from outside, it came from Pakistan. And that's certainly not comforting, because Pakistan is also believed to have provided similar technology to North Korea.
Mm-hmm. Mike, what other findings are in this report from the IAEA?
Well, to be fair, the IAEA report does give some credit to the Iranians for being more cooperative this time around over recent months about their nuclear facilities, giving IAEA inspectors more access over the past few months to Iranian facilities. But there's also some indication in the report that the Iranians are trying to cover up some of their activities. I'll tell you about one small facility. It's called the Kalai Electric Company. It's in Tehran, and that's raised a lot of suspicions this year that there's a pilot effort to enrich uranium there. Earlier this year, the Iranians refused to let IAEA inspectors go there and take samples. This summer, they did allow them to go there, but there was evidence that parts of the facility had been repainted, rebuilt, and soil removed from outside the plant. So the IAEA apparently hasn't finished analyzing the samples from this place, but there's still a lot of worry about what was going on there.
Well, the agency will be discussing all of this next month in Vienna when the board meets. What do you expect to come out of that meeting?
Well, there'll be a formal report to the IAEA's board, 35 nations, including the United States, in September, and then there'll be a lot of discussion about that. The Bush administration wants this to go to the Security Council. The Bush administration has been pressing for Security Council action, the possibility of economic sanctions, all this year. Other nations have blocked that, so the debate will arise again in the Board of Governors at the IAEA, and the issue just won't go away.
Okay, Mike, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
NPR's Mike Schuster.